Blog Talk Radio.
Game 7 Radio. What's going on, Mika?
Good evening, good evening. How you been?
I'm doing good. It's 2020. New year, new me.
new year, excited. New me. If y'all didn't like the old me, it sucks for y'all.
But yeah, just ready to get the show started, ready to kick back up for the year.
Is everybody on?
Yeah. Hollywood just slid in. I was just pulling him in. Sorry for the pause.
Don't understand how I'm Hollywood and it's just not 7 o'clock.
Hey, I mean, you don't lose, you know. You don't lose the name.
Yeah, you don't always be back. Always. And I'm always going to tell the joke about your phone reception because the game was still in town 2 weeks ago.
I mean, but it hasn't happened since. I hadn't changed phones. So I'm saying, it hasn't. It's 2020. It's a new year. It's a new decade. It's a new year. All right. Game 7, we're back. We're in the house.
What everybody been doing on their little hiatus?
I went right outside Orlando for the Christmas holiday and came back and been working on my house ever since. And a little bit of what I got going on, I'll get into when we kind of get into our topic. You know, this is going to be a new year for me, so I'm excited to kind of share on a little bit about that. What about you, Tank?
I just been chilling. I went out of town. I did a couple holiday parties. I went to an awesome Christmas Eve party. I went out west to Vegas. I enjoyed my holidays. Tried to get a little rest. I couldn't, and it's back to the, you know, back to the grind, back to the basics, as they say. Ready to start off this year, you know.
About you, Megan?
I work. I started just being out for the holiday, and my Christmas Eve party, which ended up turning out to be phenomenal.
Ding, ding, ding.
I call it a success because there's no pictures. Nobody was on their phone.
That's impressive.
And people were actually engaging and talking to each other and having a good time. So I call it a successful party.
I loved it. It was one for the ages.
And I brought this up before. Maybe y'all could speak to this. And Tank, I know you could. And I'm glad you did it, Mika. But what happened to house parties?
We about to bring them back. But they died. The art of a good house, nothing beats a good house. Especially when we're grown. I mean, we had house parties with nothing in them. And they was fine. Somebody smashing.
I'm not quite sure what happened to him, actually. What's that noise?
People start having
I keep trying to bring Joe.
Joe, you over there smashing, Joe. What the fuck going on, Joe?
I keep trying to bring him in. All I can hear is, I ain't going to say that. I keep hearing the macaroni cheese around here.
Joe ain't ready yet.
Cheese clapping.
Joe ain't quite ready yet. He thought it was the other
right,
7
well,
o'clock.
While we waiting on Joe for his technical difficulties, let's get into right. The news.
Well, as y'all know, it's been a light. It's been light on the entertainment and sports front, but I got a couple of things. First, on the summer note, I don't know if you guys remember the group Ray Sherman, Sway Lee, or at least I know
yeah.
Sway Lee. But him and Slim Jimmy,
yeah.
The younger brother, killed a stepfather yesterday in Tupelo, Mississippi. You know, it's right next door to us. So, you know, condolences to their family. It said something strange. I think the dude must have a something because they had him on a mental hold at first before they formally charged him. I thought, you know, it was something to that.
Yeah, they
going
said there's some kind of mental illness, but I didn't even know those
right.
two were brothers.
That's what, of all the time that I said, well, wait a minute, they brothers? I mean, I knew they was cool, but I never knew they was brothers. You know,
well,
they're rocking on something. super cool.
Their father or their stepfather?
It was their stepfather got killed by their brother, by their younger brother.
And I think that's something that we should discuss one day, but mental health is a real deal thing that has not been addressed the right way.
I mean, you know, I hate it. Just like you said. And other than that, I don't know if you guys checked out the wrap up, Tamika. Joe, if he's not still smashing.
Hold on, I'm going to try to bring him back in. Hold on one second. Let me see if I can bring Joe back in.
No. No, Joe.
Hey, Joe, man. Hang up and call back, brother. Something's not right with your phone.
See you in 2021 because you're not playing over there.
Hey, this is this is a PG-13 show, my brother.
Right. Moving along to our sports front. It's good and bad times at the same time. In the playoffs, we have two full brothers and two half brothers in Russell Wilson and my man from Mahomes, and then we got Deshaun Watson, and we got man Lamar Jackson. So we deep in the playoffs. But we turn around and have all these coaching hirings. We only got 32 teams, three black coaches. And it just seems though this year they're passing over our coaches or the candidates more than ever. What's your thoughts on that? Did you pay that any attention? Did you see it?
I saw an article. I can't remember who got a job. No, I was somewhere and I saw that the Giants picked up some Joe Judge or something like that.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, like the
special teams coach.
Right.
And that's really hard for me to believe that there's no coach who deserved that opportunity besides Joe Judge, who I've never heard of, who is a special teams coach with New England.
Like we just celebrated the guys going to the playoffs. Then they turn around and we're not going to interview nobody? At least let them sit down. Man. Come on, man. Definitely qualified.
I guess one question is there enough core offensive and defensive coordinators that's in the right position right now?
You talking about period or you talking about of color?
Of color.
Of color, of course not. We definitely have some more of that. But even the ones that's there, you still can bring them in for an interview. Bring them in for a sit-down. Bring them in for a discussion. You don't have to hire them. I ain't saying hire them. But like you said, we're going to go get Joe Judge to be the head coach of the New York Giants? Come on, bro.
No, I think the interview is that. They had to take place.
Right, look, you know, you could have hollered at big. What his name, Romello, big guy. You could have hollered at him.
Who that?
What is Romello, big boy? Get his name.
Oh, Romeo Cornell.
Yeah, you could holler at him. You know.
He's so trash. He's my defense coordinator with them with the Texans. But anyway.
I'm talking about.
So trash.
But it's just, you know, we gotta get that together. A favorite of Game 7 radio, Tamika, she will love this story. Game 7's favorite entertainer, Lizzo, has finally backed off the Twitter. The trolls have got to her. She said she's going to come back when she feels like it.
First of all.
What happened?
I want people. That's one of my things I want people to leave back in 2019. Stop making damn announcements about when you leave in social media.
Exactly. She beat us a DJ. She said, Game 7, they going in on me. I'm gone on. I'm tired. I'm sick of it. All this shit she talked, and this is what me and Tamika appreciate. Because we talk shit and we can take it, but all this shit she talked, the trolls are going to be internet wins, baby. You got to know that. Man. Do not argue with the internet.
You got folks that's sitting at home waiting to pick on somebody because they behind a computer. That's what people
right.
do. They thrive.
Your best
on
bet is just do you. If you try to fight the internet, you're going to lose that one. She's backing out. some shit that she said, oh, you know, nothing gets to me. I'm fabulous. I'm blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Okay. Enough trolling. I think it was Mercedes in that speaker. Ooh, she took it. She got the phone back.
Now, what did she get so upset about? I don't know this story.
It's just the relentless onslaught.
But let's talk about the positive thing. She's the first woman that has ever headed the Bonnaroo Festival in Australia, I think. But
right.
Wherever it's overseas, she's the first woman. She has
ever to do it.
She has had a phenomenal year. She's been nominated. She's been on Everybody Award show. She's been on Everybody Red Carpet. She's been on everybody's front page. And you won't worry about a 12-year-old boy that likes to call people fat on the internet bother you.
Right.
I got issues with it. We gotta lead in. That's one of my things to leave in 2019. And while we're talking about our new year, the reason why I wanted to do New Year Revelation. Wait, can we bring Joe back in? Is he still clapping his booty over there?
He's not on the line anymore. So I guess we'll hopefully he's listening. Let me see if I can message him on the other end.
Joe ain't playing with us tonight.
What made me come up with New Year's revelations instead of resolutions is because we need to start thinking about what is it that we're wanting to, what did we learn from the previous year, and what are the things that we are wanting to do in the new year? What did 2019 reveal to us? What did it change? What are we going to do better? What are we going to keep the same? What do we want to leave back in 2019? I'm really interested in hearing what we want to leave in 2019 because most of my stuff is foolish. But anyway, what are we leaving in 2019? But what I want to start with is for each of us to reflect on a couple of things. It doesn't have to be detailed. We're going to leave Jay last because he got some stuff to tell us.
Right.
We're going to shut it down.
So, what are
a couple things that you have learned from 2019 that's going to make your 2020 better?
The first thing I've learned, and this is not a joke, I want people to take this seriously, is the power and the utilizing Uber. Friends, I'm telling y'all, it'll save you thousands. I party a lot. Sometimes I go overboard. And now I know, not just my friends. I previously depended on myself and my friends. But now I've learned 2019 taught me the importance of using rideshare. And that's a dead serious. I know some people might go deeper or not, but this has impacted my life tremendously. Not in 22 years has nothing impacted me this tremendous.
It's real though. I mean, because we getting older, and then, you know, and when you get older, you're supposed to do better. And if we find out things, we're supposed to share with our peers. And I'm with you on that one.
Right. I used to hear people just taking the Uber and the Lyft.
That's all you learned from 2019?
I mean, that was the first thing I learned from 2019. What else did I learn else?
Hello?
No, yeah, I'm gonna say. I mean, I went through a lot. I've seen a lot, but as far as learning experiences, let me see. Learn. I'm gonna say that's pretty much. Unless it's something I'm leaving out. I'm looking at the month, but they go blank. The first part of the year, I remember it was a good year, and then bam, April came, and from April to I just finished celebrating. That's all that's been on my mind. So I am kind of thriving. That's all I've been thinking about every day. Y'all can't hear me?
Yeah, Mika, can you hear me?
She can't hear. She just texted me.
Yeah, I see that. Hey, Mika, I'm going to... Okay, she dropped. She's gonna try to come back. I don't know. While she's trying to connect, I'm not able to take... When she come back, I'm not going to say it had anything to do with Sprint. So...
Right.
Just make sure when she comes back that you don't say anything about Sprint. All right, I'm about to bring her back in. Mika,
what happened?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't know either. Well,
maybe Game 7 trying to lead me in 2019. I don't know.
I don't think that's it. Maybe it was a carrier, certain carrier.
But
I'm not going to mention. I'm just trying to be heartfelt about my DUI and how it's consumed my whole year. I get a text, I can't hear anything. Oh my God.
Hey, but I will say that the ride sharing is, you know, I use it a lot when I travel. But man, that's one of the most genius ideas that has come out. And I just think back to Tang when we used to work together doing shows, man. You know, I don't know how we didn't get in trouble or something happened back then. There's no reason that nothing bad didn't happen.
There's no reason. I mean, and it's something, something that's easy, you know. I was prepared to do it at the Christmas Eve party. All I was telling people, people was like, hey, let me ride over there. No, no, no. I'm getting over there, and then I'm ride sharing. It's ingenious. Mm-hmm. I think Tamika can't hear us again.
I can hear you.
Oh.
I heard y'all talking about my cell phone service. Somebody text me.
No, 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 no.
Wait a minute. Somebody say what?
She said we were talking about a cell phone service. I said, no, no, no. No, no, no.
But, yeah, I most definitely got to be more careful. So were you just talking about the ride sharing? Because I missed out on some things since I don't know what happened. Like I said, maybe y'all trying to leave me in 2019.
Oh, no. I just talked about ride sharing and just how I'm sure there is some other things that I did. It had to be some nuggets that I gained along the way, but it was just overshadowed by that whole experience in general for me. It consumed my year.
Well, I can see that. That was a huge one.
Right.
I know.
You know, like I say.
I spent New Year's alone in the quiet. Everybody was on both of my kids was gone, my grandson was gone. I was at home by myself. And I wanted it to be that way and be quiet. I wasn't even awake when midnight hit because I just did some reflecting. I had a good 2019. Yes, some things went wrong, but that's life. Things are going to happen. Things are going to break down. Things are going to come. But for the most part, I had a decent 2019. But what 2019 taught me is that I'm tougher than I thought. Every year, something happens, and I realize just how tough that I am. I went through a breakup. I was with someone almost 5 years, and I went through a breakup, and I'm still living in shit.
You also bought a Benz in 2019.
For my son. Be quiet.
Benz is pure breakup. That's what they do. Benz is pure breakup, though.
And then 2019 taught me that if I move forward on things, I can make things happen. I have been able to, just with this radio show, I got to get the blog back started. Just outside of work, working on things outside of work has made me feel really good, and I want to do more of those things. I almost have my ebook finished. I plan on publishing it on my birthday, which is next month.
Okay.
So I've gotten it pretty much written out. I just got to get the cover done, and I got to get my foreword done. So I read something, because I'm forever reading something. I like to try to start my day positive. But it was a question on my app that asked me, if I would have started something 30 days ago, how far would I have been? And that's huge, because we're always saying tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. What's wrong with starting today? I hate when people start diets on Monday. Start eating right on Saturday or Sunday, whatever day you want to eat right. We got to start doing stuff today. Because
you're right.
How many people you have spoken to in 2019 that's not here come January 8th? 2020. It's not fun.
Right.
So we gotta start working on stuff today, and we gotta start feeling good, and we gotta stop, I'm speaking to myself as when we say we gotta stop downplaying our grace, because everybody else thinks I'm smart, but I'm always downplaying it. And so this year I would do greater things than I did that past year. That's what my reflection was about and my revelation is that I'm really 100% that bitch. Thank you, Lizzo.
Shout out to my girl, Lizzie.
Joe, what's going on, my brother?
What's up?
She'll be my BFL because I can really help her with her. I'll handle her thrillers if she let me. I'll show her not to kill.
What's up, Jack Hammer? Glad for you to make it.
What's going on, my brother? How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
Jack Hammer. I just got.
Hello, Reno. I'll be here all week. I can't wait till we get the cameras. If y'all can see what I was doing right now, I'd be able to be through the roof.
Man,
you came in at the right time. We were talking about what did 2019 reveal to you that's gonna make your 2020 better.
Shut up. 2019 was a crazy, crazy year, but I love the topic because I love the play on words with the revelations instead of the resolution. I thought that was ingenious because it did reveal a lot. You know what I mean? I gained from other people experiences and used them for myself. I would say Nipsey. The death of Nipsey in the beginning of the year kind of put a spin on my whole year for real. It kind of let me know, like, the closest ones to you would, you know, be the ones that'll get you. But it also kind of inspired me to want to, you know, get into businesses and, you know, start a business or do something within the community. So I've been practicing grant writing this year, getting ready to write a grant. For the rural area, looking at some tutor programs or whatnot for students and some transportation programs in rural areas or whatnot. But just something about that young brother trying to do so much for the community, buying up all this stuff in the community, and then one of his own taking them out kind of just made me realize and kind of put it into perspective that we don't got, you know, long for real. Like, you have to make use of your time while you're here. And while you're here, you know, what's wrong with you becoming a legendary figure within your own community while you're here? So I've been doing that. Also, I learned in 2019 really the power of credit. I went my whole life in playing around with credit and playing around with what credit is and, you know, put stuff in this and, you know, pay for this on credit, you know, swipe that 65-inch TV. I don't care nothing about it. They can get it in blood. And just learning, the power of what you can really obtain if you take care of your, you know, your bills and your responsibilities the proper way. So those was like my two big revelations that is going to push me forward in 2020, hopefully start, you know, a nonprofit, hopefully starting a business, and pushing, you know, the envelope with my credit. I have a goal in mind, number-wise, that I want to get to this year, and I'm well on my way. So hopefully, you know, by the end of 2020, I'll be there.
Yeah, okay. I'm all for it.
That's strong, my brother.
And we say the best for last.
Most definitely. I'm
and
ready.
I say it's the best for last because this man don't even have his real name on social media. He is an enigma. He will be on social media taking flights, having to think that he out of town by himself, and we know better. When he has the epitome, I'm almost as proud of him as I am of Jay and Bay, as secretive as they were back in the day. I absolutely love it. They'll show you a foot of their children. They got 3 years old
right.
To get folks on social media. So
right.
I'm all
look,
for the private. So if he's going to share something, I'm all for it. I can't wait. I just feel like it should be a drum roll.
2019 has showed me a lot. I've had a chance to experience a lot of things. My job afforded me the opportunity to go to, I don't know, I think I spent about 65 of the 365 days out of the year in a hotel room. So that's just not even including when I was just gone in a day. So, but I had a chance to go to a lot of conferences, experience a lot of things, learn a lot. And one thing that I've learned was that even I think, I can't remember who said it. No, I think Joe, when you said it, even about that we can be legendary figures in our own community, it was just good to see that even these people from these different countries and these different states and all of this, that nobody was better than us. You know, like we just aren't afforded. We just don't put ourselves in the same situation as all of them. Well, long story short, as the year went on, I kind of got unhappy with my job. So, at the end of December, I put my resignation in of a six-figure job that I got a chance to travel all across the world because I'm ready to start a business on my own. So,
wow.
I no longer work for the company that I've been at for the last 15 years of my life. Yeah. So,
congratulations.
I appreciate it, my brother. So I've got some money saved up, and I'm just, like I said, I'm just going to give it up. I got some money saved up, and I'm just going to get some things out of. I've got a buddy who's got a hot shot trucking business that I'm about to partner up with him. I'm looking at doing a barbecue sauce business with my dad. I'm just going to try some things, man. I'm not going to sit and, like I said, I've enjoyed my job and the opportunities that it gave me, but I want to see what I can do. I don't think that there's nobody out there better than or stronger than us. I just want to experience. I just want to bet on me for a minute.
Hey, that's heavy news. You jumping on that. Look at a hot shot. Just businesses. You doing everything.
Get yourself a hand for that. That's power
like move. People will try to pigeonhole you and scream, you know, a good job. So Jay, you and I talked about that. When I was working in Newport, you know, my mom went off on me. I can't believe you walked away from that good job with them good benefits. I was miserable. I was absolutely miserable, and I quit a job. I quit. I walked in and quit. They told me in HR, you know, if you quit, you don't get unemployment. I don't need unemployment. I prepared for this. And right. Walking away from that, I thought I was going to be off for 6 months. I got a call from Liberty National Life Insurance. I'll never forget. I was back at work in 2 weeks. When I tell you I played on that job because I didn't need the money, I was like, this is bullshit. That's what I'm saying to you with what I got going on. My first paycheck was $1,000. I did 2 days of work.
All right. Oh,
I didn't go pick my check up. I didn't even go pick my check up. My manager brought my check to the house. I was already half. Because what you don't know is I'm a woman of many skills. I learn a lot, right. So I always know how to make money. So I was at home braiding hair because I didn't go to work that day because that was $100 guaranteed. So my manager brought me my check, and I looked down and I said, this my check? I said, you know I ain't set up a 3 life insurance policy. She said, but you sold 3 good life insurance policies. I made $1,000, and I was sold. Life insurance led me into my banking career. So
if it's not
a face.
Man.
You gotta hustle spirit. You will survive. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
You will make it.
J-J.
It's not like you know, if you don't have no hustle spirit, you may want to stay to that 9 to 5, but if you got a hustle spirit and you got any kind of sense about you and you know how to make things happen, I said make sure you be happy because we only have one ride.
Right. And you definitely have a hustle spirit. I can remember like the next year, I can remember when I started working, giving up the bakery. People, you crazy. When I stopped working on the road and rail, I said, what you going to do for money? I said, shit, records going to pay me. There we go. And your hustles, I'm a hustler. More than anything, I'm going to get some money. There's no question on that, period.
When 1,000%. So, and that's how I can't remember who was that in Bailey. Like, oh, nobody's stopping me from getting the dough.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I'm excited. You know, every day is a now that I don't have anybody to. I have no excuses, right? Like, when you put yourself in this position, you don't have any excuses. You don't have anything to put anything on. I could always blame my job for certain things, but now it's on me, so I got to make sure that I'm taking advantage of 24 hours.
Are you going to do it? One thing to make it
fair. Ain't no 8 to 5, no 9 to 6 no
gonna,
more.
Right. When you're going to get it yourself, you're going to wake up, you know you got to get it. And you built for that. So, you know, I tell people all the time, she made a good point. People that's not built for it, there's nothing wrong with that. But you definitely can't make it like that. If you built for it, nothing to it. Each day brings a different, you know, a different page. You know, because some days could be the same page for a minute, but.
Hey. Yeah, it's not for everybody, but it's most definitely for you. So I salute you.
Yeah, you have to be honest about yourself. Like you said, when I started doing insurance, I did not take it serious until I got that first paycheck. And when you're working on commission, your paycheck is based on your hustle. And I had it down to a science. Now, I was the most disrespectful agent because I used to have meetings on Friday. I used to get in trouble every week. They'll come in there on Monday talking to me crazy. I'd be like, but I bonus. Like, don't say nothing to me. I didn't start working on Wednesday because that's when Tank was working in that, was living in the A. I was over there every week. Throwing money in there. Stupid. Anyway. I would make my week. By Wednesday, I would make my week. Thursday, I may make phone calls. Half a day, I may make phone calls to set up my next week, but I'm not working after 12 o'clock on Thursday, and I'm most definitely not going to the office on Friday. I'll see y'all Monday because I'm getting on the highway.
We going in.
Yeah, but it had to be disciplined because unless I made those appointments, I had no paycheck. So essentially, I learned how to work for myself because you don't get a paycheck if you don't sell anything.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked about our revelation. Let's talk about the things that we want left in 2019. We don't have anybody that called that wanted to add anything.
No, we're not yet. We don't have anybody.
Okay. Well, let's talk about some things we want left in 2019. I posted today about them eyelashes. I want them hoes gone. I want them gone.
Me too.
I want folks to stop looking stupid about eyes. The person that created soft ass eyelashes, I know doggone well that's not what they had in mind.
Tamika, they ain't want to say it, is man. They wanted to make a living, but Jesus. You know, they wanted to sell them, but they ain't want to sell this many because this is crazy.
It's like they're getting longer and longer. I saw somebody today when I went and got something to eat, and I swear I could feel the air from her eyelashes. Like, why are they so long?
Hey, Tank.
And I don't.
Sir.
Hey, Tank. They thought they were going to have a quick fad. They thought they were going to have a hot summer, and they thought that was going to be.
I thought it was gonna be a hot girl summer, but sad to say I am part of the eyelash problem too.
But you know, eyelashes were supposed to be when you make up your face and for special occasions. They weren't
right.
Really.
No, they want them for daily. Hey, y'all got some more lashes in? Look, hey, y'all got some more lashes in? I'd be like, no. I got 1,000. Oh my God, they won't stop.
So
we can go through 1,000 lashes in about 4 days.
Man, I want them to be worn responsibly because these new ones are getting out of hand. They just tack and they look bad. And even the individual ones. Individual lashes are supposed to look natural. Your lashes are not together like your hand being closed. There should be some spaces between them lashes. So I want it stopped.
Shut
and I want to be honest with our friends and our family members. Because we're sensitive right now, but it used to be a time, you remember you go in your mama house or your grandmama house, they talk about you like a dog, so you just get missed and never show back up with us again.
Oh, yeah.
We need to go back to
the lashes down. You might get the lecture shut down, though. I think you got a good chance in 2020 to shut the lecture down.
Yeah, I want them down. What else on my list? Oh, checking for likes and comments. This is social media. Please stop posting. I know y'all don't like my posting. If y'all don't start liking my post, I'm going to delete you. Is you really going through your post likes and comments? And is it that important? I am so sick and tired of those posts. If you don't comment on my stuff, I'm going to delete you. I don't know why we friends anyway. Who sent the request? I won't know if you go on or not. I delete people on their birthday. If your birthday come up, we have no connections. We've never interacted. We don't have anything to go on. Because somebody was like, you're not up to 5,000 friends yet. Nope, nowhere near. Because I delete people constantly. Your birthday come up and I don't know you for real and be trying to figure out where the hell you come from. I'm bleeding.
Hey, I'll just realize, I think my numbers just steady decline, but I think I had a couple of years that I was extremely petty and extremely an asshole. So for all the people that believe me during that time, I totally get it. I apologize.
So you sorry, bro?
Bruh, I had about a year. Sometimes I look at the memories. You know, we talking about New Year, new revelations, man. Sometimes I cringe when I look at memories from 2009, 2010.
Oh, my God. We and I send screenshots all the time. Like, we act like we didn't have jobs, parents, or nothing. I don't know what I was doing. Why was I wild and, like, nobody could read that stuff?
Y'all was not wild in 10 years ago. Y'all was just being the 20-some-year-old versions of y'all self.
I wasn't 20 years ago either.
Jay, you really was that guy standing on speakers, bringing girls to the, what did we call it?
Towel.
I only can't remember what we called it. We bringing girls. It was ridiculous.
Hey, it was fun.
Am I going too far?
No.
Man, look, you just said you work for yourself now.
That's right.
The restrictions been lifted, my brother. No more restrictions, bro.
No, you just said you were the CEO.
Right up.
You just turned to Russell Simmons in my eyes. So, you're trying to get like Russell Simmons.
That's right.
And can we leave the iPhone and Android at argument in 2019?
Now, to be honest with you, it's like 2017.
Why are we still arguing over what phones that we have and which one is better? All of them high. All of us getting got. When they stopped making you just buy the phone right out, it was over with. We all get taken.
When they stopped, that's when my debate stopped. When I can't buy this motherfucker right out, so this motherfucker ain't even mad. In 2 years, I'm getting a new whatever one coming out. There we go.
Right.
When they I'm locked in. I happen to be locked in with Apple. That's what I'm riding with. There ain't nothing more to it.
Yeah. Just locked in with who I'm locked in with.
Mm-hmm. Right. Whatever floats your boat, whatever phone you use is fine. Neither one is better than the other. We all spending a ridiculous amount of money. We all getting raped on a regular basis when we pay our bills. Ain't none of us better than the other.
Right.
Can we leave that debate in 2019?
Hey, I agree with that, Mika, but I'm going to tell you one thing that I think Apple did that really subconsciously got us all messed up. I hate to text somebody and say green bubble. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I don't care about the Android thing, but I hate a green bubble. I can't stand the.
He want that blue. That bubble, yeah. That blue. Yeah,
and they did a great job of that. Like that. Now, they caused some of that beef with that move right there.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, she on.
And my last one. Is hanging on, I want in 2019, especially with us that's 40 plus or going into our 40s, we got to stop hanging around folks that don't value our our time, they don't value credit, and they don't value privacy. We got to start distancing ourselves from people that are not going on the path that we're going. There's nothing like listening to somebody that say, what you worry about your credit for? You already got a house and a car.
Right.
I got to block you. I got to block you. I can't deal with you no more. Like, if any mindset, when we're dealing with people and we start asking, what the fuck? We got to realize that we don't need to be dealing with these folks no more. And it ain't us thinking that we're better than anybody. It's just the path that we're going on. And sometimes we can get around people and start doing stupid stuff and falling back in old ways when that's not us anymore.
Yeah.
We're different. We're changing. We're going somewhere else. So that's something I want us to leave in 2019. It's okay to try to bring people forward if they're willing to learn. But if they're constantly coming up with this negative stuff, this just stupid falling behind, we got to start letting them go.
I'm on these young boys to leave the opioids and the thought of it being cool to pop pills and just do drugs. You can't leave that in 2019.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I've never seen a drug culture amongst young. It was just shame. Like you talking about your grandmama and then talking about you. You were shameful. We'll talk about you if you're doing anything past a little pot, a little reefer. You ain't pulling out the bag at 19, snorting it from everybody. You ain't doing that. That ain't sharp.
So
taking pills.
When you seen somebody
you
with some
pills.
Powder, you were like, you do drugs.
What?
You gotta get away.
Yeah. Well, we got drugs. Well, we gotta go. They got drugs at the party. Give me my blunt. Let's go.
Yeah, I think the drugs was crazy right there. Like that has totally changed. Like hip hop and so much. I don't know. It's just that drug culture.
It's everything.
Really,
you know, it's always
yeah,
surprising.
It's just shocking.
But this drug shit got out of hand, man.
Yeah, it got way out of hand.
You know,
it became cool to be a Christian.
We went that old in like that, not us. Our people went that far, not all the way.
So we didn't go all the way off like that, though.
I want niggas to leave them jeans with them zippers at the ankles along, too. Leave that to 2019.
Can we leave drunk? I want to leave drunk Uno in 2019. I got sick of it.
I ain't even know what
drunk Uno. Uno.
Right.
Yeah, drunk Uno got to stay back there. So, because
I never knew that was a thing.
See what I'm saying? It got ridiculous.
I miss
taking. I just felt uncomfortable, like people, like seeing people arguing, talking about taking shots because, you know, I put the skip card on you in reverse. It's just like it took the innocence away from my Uno out. Now I got to take a shot because I Uno'd out now. Like,
oh,
okay.
Like draw two shots, shit like that.
Yeah, you feel what I'm saying? Like
a quick game.
I changed the
fast little old game.
Yeah, you feel me? Like, why I got to be plastered because you got, you know, two green skips in a reverse. Like, no. Like, I don't feel like playing a game like that no more. Not meant for that.
I think the one thing that I want left in 2019 is, well, one of the things I want left in 2019 is I can't stand to see people post articles that aren't from legitimate websites or articles that happened 5 years ago.
Jay-Z has a 17-year-old son that Beyonce didn't know about. From
mother gonna be putting up there proud too. Then when you call him out, they be like, "I'm just saying, still though, this shit happened 4 years ago." What the fuck you talking about?
Hey, but they were just doing that yesterday, talking about 85 or beer.
They do it every day.
But then I'm like, bro, wait, huh? How
like Jay said, they do this shit every. This is daily. I see that shit daily. I don't even.
Yeah,
that's an everyday article on Facebook now because this shit just crazy.
I don't care what the headline is. The most ridiculous, the most shares they get.
Somebody
and
be like, see, I told y'all.
I really hate it because I just hate when it really, especially when it's like some police or like some black violence. when it's like 4 years ago, I feel like it just promotes racism all over again. Like, we can't ever get past anything because we still got people going back and pulling up videos from the old model. I'm talking about from the old model Benzes.
Wait, what's that?
I'm saying you'll see an old car. You'll see a bubble eye Mercedes, a 1999 Mercedes Benz in a video people still posting videos about.
Right.
Or the stories where people post and, like Sherman Hemsley, he died 14 years ago and people still posting and talking, oh, I hate to hear that. I didn't know he was gone.
Yep.
Right.
This man been gone, or R.I.P. Bruce McClanahan, or R.I.P. That lady been dead. Like, what are you doing? Like, nobody knows their sources. We so quick to share news.
So quick to share news.
We won't even read the story. We just want to share news. Oh, I do have one more. I want people to stop being so fast to post R.I.P. I think it's very disrespectful on a serious note. We really, people really, not we. So people need to really be stop wanting to be so quick to be WBRC news. Sometimes the family not even notified.
Right.
Because I found out my aunt, my dad's sister died on Facebook, and I had not received one phone call because somebody was so fast to say RIP.
What does that even mean? I'm saying R.I.P. I mean, if I die, I'd be damned if any listeners or any Mika, Joe, Tank, do not send no R.I.P. shit on me. I can't read none of that shit.
So no t-shirts.
Say what now?
So no t-shirts. We're going to have
t-shirts. I'm getting a shirt, bro, about that.
Me too, Joe. Hey, look. Oh, okay, Jay. Okay, Javon. Whatever
right,
you
bro.
Say.
Like, for real.
You can look. You right. You ain't going to read it. You one thing
you
that you will going to do is stop listening on, you are not going to read it. So don't worry about it.
Right.
Right.
Don't worry about it.
Don't put me on. I already told my friends, you put me on a t-shirt, I don't be hard shaking in the corner. You'll never read it.
Don't trip, bro. Nash will be DJing at the fish fry, bro. I promise.
I tell you like this. If we put Nick on a shirt, like I plan to do, if we live in the lowest band we owe and I get to put on a shirt, if this motherfucker start hollering, shaking in the church, everybody probably going to die. Because we're going to set fire to the shirt in the church. That ain't going to look right. We're going to be in trouble.
Everybody in trouble.
Any spiritual action gonna have me going crazy.
Yeah, but seriously, we gotta slow down. We gotta be more respectful. I want the disrespect left in 2019 for families because, you know, social media, we talked about it, we had a show, you know, social media getting out of hand. We just wanna be, you know, the first to report. We wanna be the first to let know, but I think death is off limits. Like we gotta give it some time. I'm not saying you don't miss the person, I'm not saying you not say it. But that's not helping the family. It doesn't because I handled my mom's sickness privately. I told the people that needed to know. I had a meeting with my cousin, and there were some choice words, but they knew not to put anything as far as my mama's illness on social media. The only reason why I put her obituary up there is because my aunt asked me to because she said that's the new way people find things out on social media. And a lot of people didn't even know she was as sick as she was. Because it was quick, you know. She was diagnosed and died in 22 days. So, you know, it wasn't one of those things where it was a drawn-out illness. If she got sick and then she was gone. But I just think more people just need to handle it that way. Just keep it. Let people be. Because it's hard to lose a loved one. And all you constantly see is that down your timeline. Yeah, we can log off. But sometimes people go to social media for entertainment. You know, they go to look at jokes, funny videos, different things, and they shouldn't have to be reminded or find out that someone passed that way. At least give them a 48-hour wait period. At least. But the T-shirt thing, I'm hardly shaking. I'm telling you, I'm waking all you hoes up. Wish you would. And I'm not having no fish fry for anybody. I go get a loan. If I love you and we close, I go get a loan and bury you. I wish somebody would take up money or start a GoFundMe.
Yeah, they're not having no fish fry.
I'm having a fish fry, bro.
Put me in the jar. Shouldn't be no more than $800. Yeah, go to Rain and them, they're my people. That's all I really know.
We tell them
Chili's
going to be
so oh, they even, Tamika, when you see Tamika, you should already be saying, Tank definitely on the deal, whatever the deal is he got, and put him in a jar.
Yeah, whatever. Even in his demise, he still got the hookup.
Right.
One last time. Y'all say that cash for y'all self and go on and do what y'all do.
Hey, before we run out, we only got like 25 minutes left. Hey, Joe, you wanted to give us your top five?
Yeah, man. I will most definitely do that. Like I said earlier, I liked the revelation portion of the topic more so than just the resolution. So I wonder what would I do the top five on? So my thing was this time I wanted to talk about exactly what we kind of led into with our discussion. Five things that I would want to leave in 2019. You know, and it's across the board, you know, a lot of little different things or whatever that just plucked my nerve a little bit that I'm going to make sure don't, you know, get to 2020 with me. And hopefully, you know, some people out there, our listeners out there can leave some of it in 2019 as well and start a whole movement. So, you know, let me hop into this top five. Number five. Subliminal messages in social media.
I get on
social media all the time. You know, it's just a way of life, Facebook, Twitter, or whatnot. And the subtweets, the subliminal messages gets on my last nerve. Like, I come from an era where if you had a problem with a person, you're knocking on doors, you're outside the house, you get off at the wrong bus stop, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? We're going to have a discussion about whatever it is that, you know, I have a problem with you about. And if it turned to hands, it turned to hands. But this thing where you see somebody in public and get on Facebook or, you know, Twitter or whatnot and go on to these long rants about somebody. And then when somebody asks you, girl, who you talking about? Or bro, who you talking about? Man, inbox me right quick. I'm going to let you. No, you feel me? Like,
no.
It's like, don't do that, bro. This is time you got to add their name, baby. Put that at in front of their name and make it real, man. So I really hate subliminal messages and whatnot. Like, if you're not going to be direct with it, then, you know, take your indirect ass home and don't even bring it up on your post or whatnot. So that's number five. Number four, Old Town Road. I don't know, like, if my ears bleed or my spirit bleed or what the fuck happens when I hear this damn song come on. Like, something take over
so
my spirit. I don't know. Like, I don't know what it was or how this happened in the universe, but something in my spirit just go
awry. As resident DJ of the show, I would like to say that I don't know how it got so popular so fast either. Unbelievable.
My God.
certified hit, but oh my God.
It's a certified. You can't even deny that. You know what I'm saying? You can't deny the fact that I think it just went diamond. You know what I mean? If I'm not mistaken, it just went diamond like last week. It's a generational hit. But oh my God, it's nerve wracking, bro. Like I could go the rest of my life without hearing Old Town Road ever again.
Right.
Sickening. Leave it. Let it go. Don't bring it. Like, let it go. Number three. I might be in the minority with this one, but this is most definitely something that my wife brought to my attention, and I didn't really, you know, notice because I don't, you know, rock with it no way, but I didn't notice how, you know, prominent they had got over the year, but all year long, the seafood board was like I don't know. Like, crab legs. Did them bitches just come out? Like, is this like a new invention or something?
We cannot.
Like, I don't know. I don't know.
Joe.
What's
Joe,
up, bro?
Whole time I've been saying this. Listen, this I know this shit ain't just come out. They've been doing this shit. What the fuck is going? Motherfuckers, is this brand new?
I don't know who. I don't know if it's something about the teasing them with their egg in the, on the pistols
shit,
or whatever
man.
That made everybody.
When did
the
egg come apart?
Was it the potato with the corn? I don't know what it was, bro. Like, whatever it was.
Man, like, some nigga used to do this when she had the little Corolla, whatever that shit was she had. You remember that? What the fuck? This new. It's retro?
Like,
it's retro.
I just didn't
I don't,
know,
I don't
bro.
Care.
Like, did they just
but
come
Joe,
out?
I thought the same thing. I was like, wait a minute, what?
And I don't, you just don't say I don't eat seafood for real. So I didn't, you know what I mean? It really didn't hit me. But she kind of like, light for me. I played seafood balls. Was in 2019? Like, that was a crab leg.
I've been doing seafood balls forever.
They good, though.
Huh?
No, they good. They good.
Okay, I'm gonna have to check it out though. You feel me? Like, you know, I'm not against it. I just didn't know what it. You know what I'm saying? You remember that?
Boy, you
remember like a?
You said all they brand new. I thought the same damn thing. I said,
man, I just don't know. Bro. You remember like a couple years
ago?
Ago.
We've been on
everybody a couple
shrimps.
Everybody a couple of years ago was throwing. They were throwing shrimp in their Rotel dip. And everybody thought I had to put shrimp in their Rotel. So I ain't know, bro. I thought it was.
The new boys or the new bundles.
You say what?
The old boys or the new bundles.
Oh, man, where y'all?
I can't even finish, man. I'm sorry, man. Okay, my bad. Okay, I'm sorry that, you know, it got derailed. But number three, seafood balls, crab leg, you know, let's try something else, bro. Like, let's do something else. You know what I mean? Number two, I might be in the minority with number two, but you know what I'm saying? It's just one of those things that just came, like, to me, in the last year or two came out of nowhere. Not everybody got, like, a ridiculous way of doing them. It is gender reveals, like. I don't know. Like, is this, you know, you're going to have a boy, you're going to have a girl, bro. Like, you feel me? You might have both. I don't know. But, you know what I mean?
You know,
it's a 50-50 chance, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not, like, that big of a surprise, cuz, like, you feel me? Like, I don't
know. Mother got whole parties and after parties. I didn't DJ the gender reveal and the after party to that motherfucker before, my.
Like,
this is what the gender reveal used
to
be. Somebody saw you when you were pregnant. Girl, what you were having? A boy? You don't care how I thought you were having a boy.
Right, like the baby loaf or something, you know what I'm saying? Like, but man, now they flying balloons. They fly balloons in the air and they shoot the balloon and it's a pit. Oh my god, bro! It's a boy, or girl, huh? Like, just, you know.
I
got crucified for not having a gender reveal. Almost, you not having a gender reveal for your daughter? Absolutely.
I ain't
not.
Even
I'm
know
gonna
that
have a
baby.
Now. I'm not feeding these boys.
I ain't even know
like,
that
for real,
baby.
Bro. Nah, man, nah. And like, I guess I just wasn't feeling it. I'm done with the gender reveals. You know what I mean? Just let us know, boy, or girl, you know, pink or blue. Sorry. But my number one thing I'm leaving in 2019 is not like a thing, but it's like a person. And it's a person like righteously. I used to listen to this person. I was a fan of his, you know, rap wise, but I don't know, over the time he has become a lunatic. And it's Kanye West. Like, I'm done with Kanye. You know what I mean?
Did y'all see the video of him on the horse in church?
That's what I'm saying. It's over with for me, bro. You know what I mean? like Kanye used to be the backpacker. He, you know, College Dropout might be top 10 hip hop album of all time. And now my man putting out these gospel albums. He's riding in churches on horses. He, you know, slavery was a choice. Trump, his homeboy. I don't know. I'm done with Kanye.
Before you're done with him, I want you to remember the mental health thing. You might be, you know, since his mom passed,
it's over, bro.
And them Kardashians, I don't know. I'm not
the man is over. Yeah, it's over, with, bro. Until he get it situated, bro. You feel me? He that third cousin that come over, bro, that you know you don't rock with for real. He's family, but it's over with, you know.
If I find a video of him riding on that horse in church, I'm gonna put it on the page.
Man, put it on the page, please, man, because Kanye is over with for me, man. Like, between him and R. Kelly, I ain't know which one, you know what I mean? I was just completely done with. But
I was completely done with R. Kelly.
Yeah, R. Kelly was already a whole whip for me, but Kanye with the gospel album and the horse riding in the church, I knew it was over.
Ain't nothing in the gospel album, but I will be pissed definitely if I'm in church and he ride in church on a horse. I
man,
like
when he started telling people to worship, the man started telling folks to worship him, bro. It's over. It's a wrap for me.
Oh no, ain't no.
But that's so. Yeah, it's over. He a whole religion now. But that's Joe's top five of things that we leaving that I'm leaving in 2019. I know y'all have a list. Listeners, post it to your page, you know, post it to our page or whatnot. Let us know some of the things you leaving in, that you left in 2019. And, you know, thank y'all for listening.
If I could just go back to your third item for a minute. If they're going to bring back shit like it's brand new, can we bring back three whole chicken wings with yams and macaroni and cheese for sale on the side? Can we do that?
And I'm gonna go a little farther than that. Like, if we gonna go back, bro, like let's skip over Popeye's chicken sandwich, and just get a piece of light bread that wrap around a drumstick, bro. Like, that was the original chicken sandwich.
Come on with the bag of fried chicken.
Yeah, bro. That was the chicken sandwich before any of the other chicken sandwich.
You said something tonight. They acting like this shit is brand new. Damn, that's what I was thinking. Am I missing something? Is this shit new? Is it a new shit?
I'm not into that fast stuff anyway, so I wouldn't allow my. I couldn't allow myself to even try one of Popeye's chicken sandwiches.
I didn't either. I didn't try it. I'm real big anti. Whatever else everybody else like. If everybody
me
else too. Likes to do it, I don't want it. It's
and you
like to
like, and I am. Yeah, like I had to. Yeah, but I fell into the weakness.
I tried.
I had to try.
Oh, I knew
yeah,
no answer.
Definitely what the hype was about. It was big, but I definitely didn't see what the hype was about. Then they said, man, oh, but you ain't getting spices. I knew, you know, when you got to say all that, you're saying too much. I had to say shit about the people last time with it, but don't get it. And it was off the chain ever since I started. Really that simple.
I'm dipping the Chick-fil-A sandwich in the Polynesian sauce, as they say. It's over, bro.
Right.
Like, Popeyes didn't move me. And I got the spice. It was all right, bro. But it didn't, you know, shake the world.
Yeah. It definitely was better than Chick-fil-A sandwich. But then what people was getting confused was, I go to Popeyes churches and KFC for chicken, not no damn chicken sandwiches. I go to Chick-fil-A for chicken sandwiches, not no drumstick and no thigh, so.
And no drumstick and no breasts. Yeah, no thigh.
Right. I already knew they was going to lose to me anyway. I go to Chick-fil-A for chicken sandwich. I go to Popeye's for chicken and red beans and rice.
Yeah. I want to go with the subliminal message. That's one that irks me. And it's at the same time, it's kind of funny to me because you can definitely tell who's in a relationship and who's faking it and who is breaking up. Like, the subliminal messages, I don't understand what happened to face-to-face. message rather than depend on somebody, you know, Facebook to see your message.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Right. Like, in reality, they may not even see or care to see.
You know what I mean? And the fake beef, and they make up these fake haters or whatnot. You see? Nobody. Like, who's jealous of you? Like, who mad?
I mean, you dealing with people that ain't even saying nothing. So you telling me you calling these people out and they ain't even say nothing on the phone? And if they're not friends of yours, who are you telling this information to? Not them?
Right.
What are you doing?
I forgot about one. Acknowledging people that are not supporting you. That alienates the people that support you. Nobody wants to hear about the folks that ain't spending money when I am spending money with you. You ain't acknowledging me. You're not thanking me, but you're really going on these tirades about the people that not support you. Forget them. They not going to support you. And talk about it. That's going to make them support you anymore. Don't acknowledge
and
you.
And it's not going to make them support you anymore. You're right.
Another thing I'm not bringing into 2020 is I'm not arguing with a soul. Do you hear me? Nobody. I just start deleting messages when people text me, and it irritates my soul. I don't even respond. I'm not arguing with nobody in 2020. I'm hanging up phones and deleting text messages. So if I ain't respond to your text messages, know it was something I didn't want to hear. And I deleted. I'm not responding. Good energy. This year is about elevation. It's about spending time with my friends and my family. and try my best not to have my nerves pulled. So I'm leaving.
And ladies and gentlemen, hopefully in 2020 she adds travel. I hope she adds travel agents to her list of things. I almost was tired of them in 2019, but she already got an Airbnb already mapped out. I just don't know. I went to the site and just confused me. I called myself a half a nerd. I should know something. Know what I'm doing. Know my way around the website. She just said, I just don't get it. I'm trying to see why the city's so hot.
I like to go when I have to do it in an economical way. So I have a really good friend that's turning 40 this year. And so we're trying to plan a trip. And we want to go to a concert the whole weekend. It's going to cost $225. That's concert tickets and your room and board for the weekend.
Hold it.
What?
$225.
We went to Gulf Shores last year for the weekend for my birthday, and I purchased food for dinner, cooked dinner, and breakfast, and it was only $100 a piece. I know how to plan a trip.
You got a house in Nashville?
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm
going to ask the bedroom. I think it's 5 bedrooms, 2 baths.
Oh, well, shit. Man, why should I pay for a bedroom? You think I'll be that fried?
Oh, 5 bedrooms, 2 baths. That's why I told y'all I had a house.
That wasn't no yes. Some other goddamn Tennessee Titan must be coming over that motherfucker, ain't it?
Oh, no. Now, you know, anywhere I'm in, we welcome to you. Through all the relationships and mess I've been through, out of kill you will you.
I had to talk to you off the air. I remember this one time.
Hey. Don't be blaming up all shit.
This is 2020. We left that in 2019 or
20,
whenever that was.
Me, that's 2019. I was young. I thought I was doing the right thing. Don't do that.
Yeah, y'all, we're down to the last 6 minutes. Party shot.
Glad to be back. I hope we have some people that enjoyed the show. Matter of fact, feedback. Please give us feedback. You can inbox our page. You can leave a message on the Game 7 page. If you haven't liked it, please like it. Let us know what you want to hear. Share some content. Reach out to us if you want to be a guest host and join in the fun and discuss whatever we're going over. But please, we want it to be interactive, and we want you guys to be a part of it. It's not just about us; it's about you guys too.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to have Lee Odom as a guest host one night.
I agree. That'll be nice.
I'm here for
when
it.
When I tell you somebody that is knowledgeable of everything up under the sun, if she don't know it, she'll find out about it.
Joe?
Just to piggyback off what Mika said, just happy to be back. 2020, we look to doing some big and better and amazing things with Game 7. Stay on the lookout for that. Just good to be back, man. Just blessed to be here. Just happy to see the team again, hear from y'all or whatnot. I'm proud of all three of y'all, everything that y'all got going on, all the listeners. Thank y'all for tuning in. Like I said, we are looking at some changes coming down the pike, and I promise you, you're going to want to be a part of these exciting things we got coming for. So thank y'all, Game 7, you know.
Peace out. Same thing, glad to be back, New Year. We got a lot of surprises for y'all this year, a lot of other guests, a lot of call-in, a lot more interviews, a couple of videos, so we just growing. Station's going to grow, show going to grow. Big things for 2020 is all in the beginning.
Big fit.
Hey, y'all, go ahead and check out schedule if y'all are available for a quick call Friday at like 3:30. Do a quick 30 minute. But yeah, we
Friday.
Definitely got to make
that. Friday,
I mean,
you see
work
at the back?
Sunday.
Friday?
Sunday.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, all of us are not on the
Right. All of us are not Thomas Crowns. Jeez Louise. You know, I just stepped away from a job. I was making $375,000 a year. I'm just gonna, you know, I don't know. Gonna let my hair blow for a minute.
Baby.
You know.
Brother, I had to let that organic job go. I was like, oh shit.
Say organic peach and chutney, barbecue sauce.
Orange crusted barbecue sauce out here. Bro, doing it up.
Nigga,
I knew you
was going to
be
bro.
I spent my time volunteering at the hospital helping
people. Right.
Damn.
As soon as I get back, he talking about working on my houses and whatnot. I'm like,
right. He sounded just like a young. He sounded just like a young millionaire.
He on the waiver.
Like
you see?
Oh, but that sounds like Justin Bieber. What you doing today? Oh, nothing. We're sitting by the pool all day.
Bro, wait.
Well, as I have had to say, I ain't got nothing else to say, man. Forget this. But it's going to be an exciting year. Stay tuned. We got a lot of good, great things coming. I think it's going to be a great year for all of us on the show and off the show. Thank you who's ever listened in, and you know, give your opinion, share with us, call in, join us, join the team, join the game. That's all I got.
All right. Oh, well, we got a couple. Tank, where you at this weekend?
He just hung up.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Look at him, fast. Good night.
Good night, y'all. That's all. Thanks, everybody. All
right. Good luck. All right.
Game 7 Radio.